And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
An Italian priest has been nicknamed Dom Perignon after offering young people free spritz as an incentive to attend Mass. Father Andrea Riccati claimed he was doing the bidding of the Pope by starting weekly non-alcoholics drink sessions in the central Italian town of Urbino on Sunday evenings. But his attempt to appeal to youngsters has faced criticism from traditionalists, angered by a promotional poster the friar produced for the event. The poster featured a two-for-one offer of Mass with a non-alcoholic spritz, along with an image of Jesus, the Holy Communion, and altar wine, beside a glass of the cocktail. Father Riccati started the scheme soon after being transferred to the parish last October, and said it had attracted around 50 young people every week, with up to 100 on special occasions. "I understand people's sensibilities." After the poster went viral, it provoked an outcry from conservatives over the juxtaposition of the drink with the image of Jesus and the Eucharist. Father Riccati apologised and redesigned the poster, removing the controversial images. "I understand people's sensibilities and that some were offended," he told the Telegraph. "Others made jokes, nicknaming me Dom Perignon, which made me laugh. It was not at all my intention to offend anyone." Don is the term often used in Italy for priests instead of father. One critic, interviewed by Italian TV, said it should be enough for the faithful to go to church without any incentives, but there was more light-hearted reaction by some social media. "In the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spritz," joked one poster on X, formerly Twitter. "Sex and samba, no Mass and spritz," wrote another, with an image of the poster. "This parish is dedicated to young people," Father Riccati said. "We don't want to create war, only peace in the church. We want to maintain as much unity and sense of community among the faithful as we can. We wanted to think about something that would attract young people to Sunday Mass. Pope Francis has spoken about the need for the church to be close to young people, and we wanted to make them feel welcome." The controversy echoed another outreach initiative by a priest in Sardinia in April. Father Antonio Maria Cossu was criticised for sharing the gospel over a beer in a local bar. Father Cossu said church attendance in the town of Bitti was healthy, but that he wanted to take his sermons to the people. He promoted them with leaflets entitled "Evangelical Half Pint Talking Jesus." He said, "My vision of religion has never been one of operating behind the closed doors of a sacristy or to wait for people to start coming to Mass." Vicars have been told to give parishioners blankets to keep them warm instead of heating the churches. The Reverend Giles Goddard, who has helped to spearhead the Church of England's 2030 Net Zero campaign, says that heating old stone churches is economically not worth it. "The mantra now is, heat the people, not the space," said the Reverend Goddard, whose own church, St John's Church in Waterloo, which was built in the early 19th century, has had a £6 million green transformation. "You can't warm up a 13th century building for an hour and a half a week. It's just not worth it." Parishes have been urged to work towards the target of carbon neutrality by removing oil and gas boilers, installing solar panels, and divesting from fossil fuels. While they've been urged to replace fossil fuels entirely, install energy-efficient LED lighting, use green electricity tariffs, and fix broken windows to reach the goal, many have struggled to do so. In 2022, the COV hired Wall Street finance firms to advise on funding as it borrowed money to fund the incentive. A source told the Telegraph last year that some cathedrals were finding it especially difficult because they are old buildings and not energy efficient, with heat pumps struggling to keep large spaces warm. Justifying his own church's green makeover, the Reverend Goddard stressed that St John's is used for a range of activities throughout the week. "We are used all the time, so it's worth heating the whole space, but this doesn't apply to places with high roofs and a lot of cold stone that can never be properly heated," he told the Times. The Telegraph previously reported that one of Britain's oldest churches has been left in the cold for nearly a year because the COV wants to install a green heating system. The Church of St John the Baptist in Tideswell, Derbyshire, built between 1320 and 1400, has been without heating since October 2023, when three gas boilers broke. during a flood caused by Storm Babette. Wardens at the Grade 1 listed church, known as the Cathedral of the Peak because of its size and splendour, said that their application for new boilers had been rejected and deferred, despite no environmentally friendly alternative being available. They claim the diocese refused to replace the gas boilers, citing the C of E's goal of net zero carbon emissions by 2030, which requires all applications for new boilers to be submitted for diocesan approval. Parishioners told The Telegraph that the Anglican Church's unwillingness to deviate from the policy posed a grave threat to the historic church building, as well as the spiritual and physical health of its elderly congregation. The months without heating have allowed damp to penetrate the church walls, damaging carvings and books. Visitor numbers are down after previously hitting a high of 33,000 a year, and elderly congregants who have braved services wearing two coats and mufflers now face another winter sitting in the cold in the church. The C of E has earmarked around £190 million to help all parts of the church reduce their carbon emissions. Some £30 million is being invested between 2023 and 2025 to develop the programme, including specialist advice within the diocese and packages of funding support. The aim of the Church of England's Net Zero programme is there to support and advise all. We would encourage any congregations who need to advise or contact their diocesan Net Zero lead for help and support, a spokesman for the C of E has said previously. A team of experts have been unable to explain why a Missouri nun who died in 2019 has not decomposed, according to the Bishop of the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph. Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster, the foundress of the Benedictines of Mary, Queen of Apostles, passed away on May 29, 2019. When her body was exhumed in April 2023, it was found to be remarkably preserved, despite not being embalmed and being buried in an unsealed wooden coffin. The discovery sparked widespread interest and a pilgrimage to the small town of Gower, Missouri, where Lancaster's body was placed on public display. Bishop James V. Johnston commissioned a team of medical experts to investigate the case. After a thorough examination, the team concluded that Lancaster's condition was highly atypical for the time elapsed since her death. Within the limits of what's been observed during this time, the body of Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster does not appear to have experienced the decomposition that would have normally been expected under such previous burial conditions, Bishop Johnston of Kansas City St. Joseph said in a statement published on the diocesan website. In addition to examining her body, the team inspected the casket and interviews were conducted with eyewitnesses to events immediately preceding the burial in 2019 and the exhumation in April 2023, he said. In a final report, the investigative team noted that the condition of Sister Wilhelmina's body during the examination was notable for a lack of any detected features of decomposition, Johnson said. Despite the casket's lining having completely deteriorated, Lancaster's habit and other clothing showed no features of breakdown, Johnson said. The investigative team was only able to conduct a limited examination, but still concluded that the condition of her body is highly atypical for the interval of nearly 4 years since her death, especially given the environmental conditions and the findings in associated objects, he said. The report also noted that the related history of Sister Wilhelmina's death and interment does not describe conditions that would be expected to protect against decomposition, he continued. While soil tests found no unusual elements that would prevent decomposition, the experts were unable to provide a definitive explanation for the phenomenon. The nun's remains are in a glass case in the Abbey's church, and she's able to be viewed each day per the Abbey's website. In the meantime, we are happy to continuing welcoming guests each day who seek her intercession, the statement said, noting that those who have sought intercession have shared many testimonials of healing and grace. We are so grateful to God for the ongoing witness that Lancaster gives to our community, the church and the world, they said. Russia condemned a move by Ukraine to ban a Moscow-linked branch of the Orthodox Church, describing it as an attack on Christianity and a blow to freedom of religion. Ukrainian lawmakers voted last week to ban the Russia-linked Ukrainian Orthodox Church, the UOC, which Kyiv as accused of abetting Moscow's 30-month-old war by spreading pro-Russian propaganda and harbouring spies. The Kiev regime unfortunately continues to show its true nature. This is an open attack on freedom of religion, an attack on the Orthodox Church as a whole, and an attack on Christianity, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters. The majority of Ukrainians are Orthodox Christians, but the faith is split between the UOC and an independent Orthodox Church of Ukraine, recognized by the World Orthodox Hierarchy since 2019. President Volodymyr Zelensky has hailed last week's vote as a step to strengthen Ukraine's spiritual independence and signed it into law. The UOC began to distance itself from Russia after Moscow's February 2022 invasion of Ukraine, which Moscow calls a special military operation and denies it has links with foreign centers. But criminal proceedings, including treason charges, have been launched against dozens of its clerics, angering the Kremlin and the Russian Orthodox Church. And finally, Pastor Jamie's wife asked him what would stop the stairs from creaking. Apparently, his reply of "Slimming World" was not the right answer. He will be out of hospital soon.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.